Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We're kicking off tonight's second hour. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free call-in line, courtesy of Sagal CAI, wonderful sponsor of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. And, of course, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And we're glad to have you with us. And, Mark, you know, we were talking when we left off about this intellectual property case that's going on right now, and it's been in process for so long. We didn't really get to
1997.
Yeah, it started in 1997. We didn't really get to do anything but sort of scratch the surface of it. So you want to hear a little bit more detail of this?
Well, first we got to talk about the because we're starting a new hour. We're gonna have to, you're gonna have to tell the story again.
Do a recap, okay?
Yeah, real quick.
So basically, a student from Thailand went to college in the United States at Cornell University, and he discovered that he could get his textbooks for much cheaper. The exact same textbooks in Thailand. So he had his family ship him the textbooks and resold them in the U.S. to the students.
And Wiley, if you're 40 years old or older, forget everything you know about college textbook prices, because they are much, much more expensive than they used to be.
Oh, they're astronomical, yeah. That's another important point to the story. So basically, the textbook company found out that he did this. Oh, and by the way, he started selling them on eBay, and he made about $1.2 million back in 1997.
So, oh, wow.
Quite a nice chunk of change. He probably didn't have to go to college after that.
I applaud his abilities.
Well, clearly, the market was giving him a signal that this is a sorely needed service. You know, this is a very, this is in hot demand. People really want cheaper textbooks. So the company sued him. Wiley and Sons, the textbook publisher, sued him. And he basically, his defense was that, you know, he's not violating copyright law because there's something called the first sale doctrine, which says that the copyright holder only has dominion over the first sale. So if you buy something, basically you can resell it. But
sure.
Now that doctrine,
you could buy a book and resell that book, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, except the courts are now saying that maybe there is something wrong with it, according to them. At issue in Kurt, and this is from MarketWatch.com, by the way, by Jennifer Waters. At issue in this case, Kurt Tsang versus John Wiley and Sons, is the first sale doctrine in copyright law, which allows you to buy and then sell things like electronics, books, artwork, and furniture, as well as CDs and DVDs, without getting permission from the copyright holder of this products. Under the doctrine, which the Supreme Court has recognized since 1908, you can resell your stuff without worry because the copyright holder only had control over the first sale. Put simply, through Apple Inc., though Apple Inc. has the copyright on the iPhone and Mark Owen has it on the book No Easy Day, you can still sell your copies to whomever you please, whenever you want, without retribution. That's being challenged now for products that are made abroad. And if the Supreme Court upholds an appellate court ruling, it would mean that the copyright holders of anything that you own that has been made in China, Japan, or Europe, for example, which is a lot of stuff,
sure is,
would have to give you permission to sell it. So they would have to somehow get in touch with the copyright holder on this stuff. It's madness. It means that it's harder for consumers to buy used products and harder for them to sell them, said Jonathan Band, an adjunct professor at Georgetown University Law Center, who filed a friend of the court brief on behalf of the American Library Association, the Association of College and Research Libraries, and the Association for Research Libraries. This has huge consumer impact on all consumer groups. Another likely result is that it would hit you financially because the copyright holder would now want a piece of that sale. It could be your personal electronic devices or the family jewels that have been passed down from your great-grandparents who immigrated from Spain. It could be a book that was written by an American writer but printed and bound overseas, or an Italian painter's artwork. There, so think about this for a minute. If you take an inventory of all the stuff that you own, and let's just say at some point down the line you may want to resell that stuff. And, you know, actually I've resold quite a few of my textbooks and other things that I was just done with, things that I didn't want anymore, taking up space in my home or whatever. I've resold them. And to think about how many of those were made outside of the U.S., and if I was no longer legally allowed to sell them, I mean, how would they even enforce this? It's crazy.
It's absolute insanity. And it really diminishes people's ownership of things and changes what we consider to be ownership in this country. You don't own that book that you just bought. Well, really, why should I mean, you know, it's going to change people's it's going to change people's buying habits.
Yes.
And people are going to be driven to
and it's going to make things more expensive
to pirate, if you want to share things on the internet.
Yes.
Because they'll want to pay for it less. Because if I can't buy a book and then sell that book and then recoup some of the costs of that book, then I may not want to buy a book anymore.
Recoup the cost of your boob, yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And I think people are driven to do things like if you only have to pay 99 cents for an e-book or a song or whatever, then, yeah, you know, many people are going to buy it. Some people are still going to pirate. They don't want to pay at all, and that's fine. But more people are going to just, yeah, go ahead and buy it, right? It's easier. You get it right then on demand. But if somebody's charging, you know, $20 for an e-book or something like that, I think people are going to see that and say, oh, that's just unreasonable. They're not charging what the thing is worth. They're charging an inflated price because the copyright and patent monopoly has pumped this thing up, and they're able to do that. And so I think that drives people to resent the copyright system, the intellectual property system, and to want to get around it, honestly.
I don't see how one could argue that. You know, some people would say, well, that's their stuff. They can charge anything they want to charge for it.
Doesn't mean you have to buy it.
The reality of the world today, whether you consider that to be true or not, the reality of the world today is that once you put something on the internet, it can be shared.
Mm-hmm.
And you can
it's your responsibility
cry
to keep
and moan
that private.
And pull your hair out as much as you want to about it being stealing. You put it on the internet, and the internet is, you know, it's a free zone.
Sure.
So
if you
make it easy for people, they'll pay you 99 cents or $1.99 for your ebook.
Right.
It's not like you had to pay printing costs or shipping costs or, you know, publishing costs or any of these other costs.
All you have to do is write the thing.
Writers already only get about 99 cents on a book.
Oh, sure, yeah. The first millionaire that made money off of selling ebooks did it by selling them for 99 cents because people were willing to pay for that. And, I mean, it's just getting crazy with the whole intellectual property thing. I heard a story recently, and I actually pulled something up about it, too, about Bruce Willis apparently has this extensive collection of music on his iTunes library.
This is Die Hard?
Yes.
Okay.
he is having trouble right now because he would like to essentially bequeath his iTunes music collection to his daughters.
And why shouldn't he be able to? He paid for them, right?
Sure. And according to this whole first sale thing, that should be, you know, his right to do that. That's his property now. He can give it to anyone he wants. And
Fine print on the Apple terms of service
are
different?
They have some policy on iTunes that says if you die, that music that you purchased goes back to Apple. It becomes their property.
So, I mean, you know, you pay 99 cents for these songs. You get about as many songs as you do on a DVD or a CD. And so you pay essentially the same amount of money for the song that you do when you bought them in the record store when I was a kid. But really, it's not much different.
Right.
And I could turn over my 8-tracks, my cassette tapes, my LPs, my CDs, whatever it is that I want to my kids, but here with the Apple Store, you can't.
Yeah.
These big companies are just using intellectual property as a bludgeon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's not forwarding innovation.
No, it's not. It's going backwards. I mean, digital
music companies are the best.
To be easier.
The music companies are the best because the fact is music is getting crappier, and it gives it gives young artists a chance to come up and get their music out there, and they circumvent these IP laws. I just don't think that the big music companies are going to exist.
Oh, yeah. Well, their business model depends on suing their customers and scaring their customers. I mean, a lot of bands, especially ones that are up and coming now, they want to share their music. They want people to listen to their songs, and they realize that the best way to do that is to promote them and to get them out there.
They know
give
they
them
can
away
make a great
even
living.
For free.
They can make a fine living touring and selling T-shirts and all the things that they sell that they don't have to sue people over their music. And you can still sell the DVDs and all these things, the CDs and all that stuff. You can still sell those things. You can sell special packages.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Bonus content.
People
the
want
freemium.
The original signed things. I mean, there's ways to serve your customer without just suing the pants off of somebody and getting $60,000 a song as a settlement.
From a single mother. Yeah, that actually happened too.
Well, I mean, I don't know what crazy world a song is worth $60,000 in.
Yeah. Tell us what you think. You know, is this okay for these big record companies, textbook companies, to sue their customers and make these ridiculous amounts of money off of keeping people from sharing their stuff? Is sharing stealing? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You will never be able to change what you talk about if you don't change your thoughts. We are thinking most of the time, of course, and those private thoughts are known as self-talk. We actually talk to ourselves far more than we talk to anyone else. Throughout the day, our thoughts determine our level of joy just as surely as our words do. So I'd like you to take a few minutes right now and inventory just what you've been thinking or self-talking about so far today. Our self-talk affects not only our joy level, but also our peace and even our physical energy. Don't forget that we can eat the words that we speak. So let's at least be wise enough not to keep eating poison and thinking it won't harm us. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night show with Stephanie
and Mark.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. It's got all kinds of cool features there. But if you want to keep up with the latest goings-on at Free Talk Live, you can sign up for our email updates list. It's right there at news.freetalklive.com. And you'll get sort of, you know, I guess the more exciting things that happen, right? Like when we add a new affiliate station or something happens with the show, there's something to announce. That's what the email list is for. You can also follow us on Twitter and like our page on Facebook. And there you're going to get some updates that are sort of more Topics of discussion on the show, ways to interact with other listeners. That's become a lot more active recently, so find our Twitter and our Facebook also over at news.freetalklive.com. And I think we actually also have some subdomains, Twitter and Facebook. freetalklive.com.
That's right.
Twitter.freetalklive and Facebook.freetalklive.com.
That's right, and I'm tweeting away right now.
Awesome. Okay, so, Mark, you know, we were getting into a very passionate discussion about intellectual property. Both of us agree on this issue, but you didn't always feel that way, right? You used to think that, you know, sort of patents were necessary for innovation, right?
So I did used to think that. Mm-hmm.
I've
looked into it, and the evidence isn't strong for that position. I understand why people might believe that that's the case, but it's just not the case. I basically got backed down into two areas, and I think this is the areas that a lot of people move down towards. You know, when it comes to books that... First off, I think that if I were to sell a can of soda, bubbly brown soda, and call that can and make it red and white and call it Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
that I would be defrauding the people whom I'm selling to if my can tasted like something that wasn't Coca-Cola. If I'm selling them something that's not Coca-Cola and calling it Coca-Cola,
right?
That's, to me, that's a trademark. And there's different types of IP out there. Trademarks are intended to relay information. So when you see Free Talk Live, in the logo or you hear the words or whatever, you know what we're talking about.
Right.
Well, if you tell your customer that this bubbly brown soda is Coke and it's not, then you're lying to them. And so I believe that that's a tort, that there's damages there, that person, has a tort against you.
You have to effectively fool someone though, right? Because I've definitely seen... people have altered the Coca-Cola logo to say capitalism. You have a T-shirt that says that, actually, right?
So I don't wear it anymore, but yes.
Yeah, I understand that word has some negative connotations for some people. But, if you saw a can of soda, bubbly brown soda, in a 2-liter bottle that said capitalism and it had it in that font that looks like Coke, you could read, you wouldn't reasonably believe that that's actually Coke. So... I think you can get really close to imitating a certain brand without confusing people to think that they're actually getting that brand.
Absolutely.
Right?
And in that circumstance, you would actually have, there's this reasonable, what is reasonable clause. And I don't think that somebody wearing a T-shirt that says capitalism in Coke's font is, fooling anybody into anything.
Sure.
Particularly. But, how close could it get? I think that that's up to a judge or an arbiter to decide.
Yeah. I mean, actually, if you take something like the Susan G. Komen Foundation, they were in the news recently. They've actually done things like trademark the color pink, or like a certain shade of pink, because they...
Cancer awareness?
Yep. And they're a very well-known brand. They have the pink ribbon for breast cancer.
Sure.
And they've also trademarked Race for a Cure. And there was somebody who was trying to use that phrase to raise money for like a lung cancer walk or something like that. The Komen Foundation sued them. And they're supposed to be like, a nonprofit. Like, who cares if somebody uses a pink ribbon or says Race for a Cure? Really? That's worth suing a nonprofit company over to protect your brand? It's madness. Don't you think?
I'm a little stunned by it, but I know that not-for-profits are businesses too. It's a not-for-profit business with the emphasis on the business.
Yeah.
If you're doing it right. So I hear why they would necessarily do it, and that's what these intellectual property laws do.
They put people in a box where they're unable to see, a world without these protections that are granted to them by the government.
So the areas that I was backed into were basically blockbuster movies and drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs needed to, both of these
that.
Needed to be patent or need to have intellectual property protections. But when you start looking at it, blockbuster movies, they can make their money back in the first weekend. And I don't care how good of a pirate you are, you can't pirate a blockbuster movie and put it up in your movie theater.
There's something to be said for being first to market.
Yeah, being first to market is huge.
That's a huge deal.
And that's how drug companies used to innovate and how they used to make their money.
People still buy Tylenol, even though there's acetaminophen, Equaline or whatever brand or Walmart brand acetaminophen.
Equate.
Yeah, Equate. That's right. Thank you.
There's all kinds of them out there. There's knockoff acetaminophens out there all over the place, but Tylenol is still in business.
And it's the exact same drug as Tylenol, but, and Tylenol has come out with, this is a fast release formulation and stuff like that.
Sure.
So they have ways to, recoup their R&D costs. And let's not forget when we're talking about pharmaceutical drugs, so much, those companies only spend like less than 10% usually of their budget, their entire budget on R&D. People think R&D is hugely
costly.
They've
got a much larger budget on lawyers to protect their brand, to protect their brands.
And on the FDA filing fees to get their drugs approved by the government. So much of the cost comes from
We wait years and die for those brands to come out.
Oh, well, Mark, you got to make sure it's safe.
Right. Because people are dying without it.
Yeah. So there's this article in The Atlantic.
And I'm not sure they are safe. Have you ever seen these drug commercials out there? I mean, they're just horrifying as they can possibly
be. Oh, yeah, cause blue vision and feet numbness.
All kinds of things, you know. I saw flash bulbs going on in my peripheral vision. My cat went deaf. You know, I mean, you have no idea. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Vioxx is a great example that a lot of people cite as a drug that was approved by the FDA but was not safe. And it was shown to be causing heart attacks. I mean, all kinds of drugs that are FDA approved have side effects. They send people to the emergency room. People, you know, whether it's taking them incorrectly or they're tainted. There was just a big thing in the news with a formulation of steroids that were injected into people's spinal region for back pain was contaminated with mold, actually. Yeah. And all these people got meningitis and died. So and that company was ostensibly under the watchful hawk-like eye of the FDA, keeping us safe. And they don't. That's the reality. They can't. They don't.
People leave the FDAs out there in little white coats checking batches of random batches of drugs or something like that. Ridiculous.
No.
Ridiculous.
And they want to impose.
If you want that kind of protection, you're going to need to pay for it in the free market. And in order to get it in the free market, you need to get rid of the FDA, which is a government-mandated, oversight agency.
Yeah.
It doesn't give much oversight.
And, you know, what does FDA do? Like, I think the media coverage that happens when a company makes a bad product or makes an unsafe product is way more damaging. It causes their stock price to crash. You know, all this stuff happens because of the media coverage and because of the market mechanisms to let people know that this company is not trustworthy. It doesn't happen because the FDA sanctions them or whatever. It happens because people are
that's just the
bad
money
press
for the FDA. It's just, you know, write us a check. If you made us look bad.
Well, they were writing them checks anyway to get their drug approved.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's incredible.
Yeah. So I wanted to just read a really short little excerpt. There's a great article, in case you have time, from Nuts. Well, we'll read it here coming up in a moment. The Atlantic, actually a mainstream publication, published an article called The Case for Abolishing Patents. Yes, all of them. And they're going to tell us why patents are bunk or nonsense. So still want to get an intellectual property warrior on the phone, if you would. 855-450-FREE. Do you think that patents, trademarks, IP of all kinds are necessary? Tell us why. It's Free Talk Live.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. The live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Mark.
And I would like to remind you that Free Talk Live has several different ways to listen to the show. If you go to listen.freetalklive.com, you can find all of them laid out for you there very conveniently. We've got the live streams. You can listen on the Internet via the TuneIn application, all kinds of Stitcher, I think, also has Free Talk Live on it. We've got radio affiliates, the satellite, our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, where you can also chat with other listeners as you watch us do the show, and even the listen lines, which, as I understand, are recently updated by Ian. So listen.freetalklive.com if you're wondering how to listen to the show or you want to share it with your friends. We would welcome that. So, Mark, we're talking about intellectual property. Of course, you're welcome to call in about anything that's on your mind. Let me give out the number. It's 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. And, Mark?
Yeah, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, the place to go is manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands that you want and the prices, the lowest prices you're going to be able to find on the Internet. Likely. Everything I've ever looked at manventureoutpost.com has been the lowest I've been able to find, and I think that all in all, that's likely to be the case for you. Please do some comparison shopping on your own, but I think you'll find that manventureoutpost.com has the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love, might need. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. And so go there, get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com. Use coupon code FTL, manventureoutpost.com.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to share with you, you audience and you, Mark, to see what you think of it. The article from The Atlantic, which is, I was really surprised, I guess, but happy to see this in such a mainstream publication. It's called The Case for Abolishing Patents. Yes, all of them. And they make the case. They really lay it out, saying that, yeah, we don't need this. And basically the gist of the article, it's rather lengthy. I'm just going to read you a little excerpt here, and then we can discuss it.
Yeah,
here.
The Atlantic articles are always lengthy.
They're lengthy, but this is really worth it. I mean,
sure,
I think
this is, the thinking American public goes to read to some extent.
Sure, sure. And the thrust of the article basically is that any patent system is going to devolve into the utter madness that we have today,
where and people are utterly mad.
It is. People are patenting crustless peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Machines.
Yeah, somebody patented a time machine. I think that's in this article.
The human genome.
Oh yeah, that's scary.
I mean, your DNA is patented.
Yeah. What are we supposed to pay a royalty every time we express our own genes? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. But so
I like expressing my own genes because it's free.
So just a little excerpt from this piece here, and I think it's worth it to credit the author too. It's Jordan Weissman who wrote this. He says that the evidence suggests that having a limited amount of patent protection could make countries slightly more innovative, presumably by encouraging innovators to cash in on their great ideas without fear of being ripped off. But patent protections never stay small and tidy. Instead, entrenched players like intellectual property lawyers, who make their living filing lawsuits, and old established corporations that want to keep new players out of their markets, that's a very important point. Big companies, they use IP to keep the little guys out.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. And in some cases, there'll be these IP farms out there. I don't know, you know, that these companies that try to get
like
inventors in.
Right Haven or whatever.
I'm not going to claim any companies. I don't know what the name of the companies are or what they do. But
they're patent trolls. Mark, you and I interviewed Stefan Kinsella twice, actually, on the Sunday show of Free Talk Live. So if you search for Stefan Kinsella on Free Talk Live, you can find those interviews. We talked to him for probably combining both of those shows hours about this issue, and he's wonderful. He has all kinds of stuff to say. He's also written a book that you may like, a short book called Against Intellectual Property, if you want to hear these arguments laid out.
A former IP attorney.
I think he still is an IP attorney.
Yes, he is.
He calls himself like the IP attorney who opposes IP or something like that.
But he's out on his own now, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
He's not in a big company.
So, yeah, instead, entrenched players like intellectual property lawyers, going back to this Atlantic article, who make their living filing lawsuits, and old established corporations who want to keep new players out of their markets, lobby to expand the breadth of patent rights. And as patent rights get stronger, they take a serious toll on the economy, including our ability to innovate. That's very important. We can see that cost today as tech... Excuse me. We can see that cost today as tech companies like Google spend billions on, quote, defensive patents, which are essentially useless other than as a protection against lawsuits.
Right. I mean, you know, basically, as I understand the boiling down the Samsung-Apple lawsuit that went out is that...
Lock or square corners or whatever.
Right. It had to do with round corners to some extent. That was
madness.
On the tablet that that Samsung created that looked too much like the iPad or something. It's really... I mean, it just... It's amazing to me. Yeah, some of this technology is, builds upon other technology. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the guy who invented the wheel didn't release the patent to car companies? to chariot makers?
We'd be driving around on square blocks or tanks or something.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, this is it's insane. And Sonny Bono, before he ends his life on a tree, manages to pass this lifetime of the artist and 99 years. I ask you, now, I'm from a town where rock stars tend to retire, and they're certainly all over, and they can do whatever they want. These are people that are no longer working. They can get away with whatever they want, like parking their car in the middle of the street to go into a store and leaving it there. And then the traffic has to go around it. I mean, that's the level they don't care because they make so much money.
Yeah.
You know, so what? I'll pay the ticket. I don't care. I just want to park here. And, the idea that, you create that individual, but think about creating that individual and then his grandchildren.
Well,
or his or her grandchildren.
Haven't you talked about before on the show the heirs of the Happy Birthday creator, essentially?
Right.
Happy Birthday is a song that everybody
happy
sings.
Happy Birthday to you.
Oh, be careful. They might sue us, Mark.
Right. I mean, that's what that song
is
patented,
copyrighted,
and they can't sing it in restaurants. So they have these, they'll do the happy birthday.
Have a good day.
Whatever it is that they'll sing when they come out, because they don't sing Happy Birthday because they can't.
Yeah.
And so this insanity is perpetuated. I'm asking you, what is the heir of the Happy Birthday magnet? What is that person like that has never worked a day in their life because they don't have to?
Well, we don't know that, but
this song has perpetuated their lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah, that's what's created. And Google, as this was brought up in the article, as Google spends billions of dollars on defensive patents, what could they do with that money, with those people's talent and time and productivity, if it were poured into something that actually could...
That innovated and created something.
Yeah, like Google Maps, like all the things that they've brought us basically for free, you know, and of course they collect data on you. Yes, I know that, but...
What could we do with the lawyers of the world if we put them to work at real jobs?
Yeah. It's a great question.
First, we kill all the lawyers.
These are smart people.
First, let's turn them out loose to create something.
I'm sure they would love to be free of a system where they spend their days arguing, no, the corners are actually more square than you think. See, I've measured the angle. You know, it's crazy. It's just, I'm sure they don't like to be doing that either. Maybe they do because they cash in on it. But they're the ones who are enriched.
Any job I get paid well to do, I like more.
Yeah, but I mean, it can't be a particularly fulfilling experience to spend your life just trolling people's patents. I mean, can you imagine how much just disgust you'd have in your own job? Like, you go to work every day and you do that. Anyway, back to this article here in The Atlantic, we see it whenever a cool startup firm is forced to license a bogus patent from a litigious troll. So actually, there are these firms where they will say, you know, they'll put an ad in wherever on the Google Ads or whatever, and they'll say, oh, inventors wanted, right? And then they'll say, you know, we help you patent your product, or we help you get your product out there. Have an idea, we'll turn it into an invention, okay? The inventors go in there, and they sign these agreements. And what they don't realize is that they're signing their intellectual property over to this company. And then they turn around and sue the inventor, and they take it and use it. I mean, it's just a crime.
They've done it.
And we see it in the...
It happens all the time, as I understand it, but it's never happened to me, so I couldn't tell you the specifics of it.
Are you an inventor? Has you had a story like this, a horror story? I'd love to hear it. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the number, 855-450-3733. Tell us what you think of intellectual property. It's Free Talk Live.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sunday night edition. You can catch us every Sunday night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And, yes, the combination of Stephanie and Mark is a little bit special. It's only heard on Sunday nights, but you can hear Free Talk Live every single night of the week. Usually it's Ian, Mark, and somebody else.
Right? We think it's special anyway.
That's right. And, of course, just want to remind you that if you want to watch us doing the show, in addition to just listening to us, kind of hinted at this last segment, but you can go to cam.freetalklive.com, where you can see the studio cam, and you can also chat with other Free Talk Live listeners.
Yeah, here on Free Talk Live, we take human freedom and rights theory to be, you know, very important. We believe that peace, freedom, personal responsibility, that these are great things, virtues maybe even. And if you want to get together with other folks that feel the same way, the Free State Project may be for you. It is a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to one state. That state that has been chosen is New Hampshire. And you can pick up your life and move here to the Free State Project, as I have, and Stephanie?
Absolutely.
Yep, you have too. And most of the hosts here on Free Talk Live have done the same thing. And you can go check it out at freestateproject.org. It's a great project. It's working. We are having an effect here in New Hampshire, and we're happy about it. It's a great place to live. As a matter of fact, New Hampshire shows up number one on a whole bunch of lists of great places to live.
It does. I think New Hampshire, even before the Free State Project existed, there were people who moved here for more freedom. And so that just shows that the Free State Project is on the right track. I certainly like living here.
Yep. Freestateproject.org.
We've got a lot of people who want to talk to us, Mark, many of them about intellectual property, which we just spent several segments very passionately discussing. Daniel's first, though. He's listening in Alabama. Daniel?
Hello?
Daniel? Hi. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey. I heard you guys talking about how a lot of times the corporations use the patent laws to kind of keep the little guys out of the market.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also say that it works in reverse, too. Like when an inventor comes up with an idea, if there was no patent law, then corporations could just steal their ideas and adopt them and profit from them right away without giving any credence to the little guy.
A lot of people say that. And first off, there's contracts that allow inventors to show their inventions around to corporations. I mean, the getting rid of patent law and intellectual property law would not destroy contract law. So inventors can show their invention around to larger companies. If they decide to go to market, the chances are good at some point or another that some larger company will use their ideas in the same way that larger companies like Ford have used the idea of the guy who created the wheel to create newer and better products for the public. But that inventor will still have the advantage of being first to market. So, you know, if he's the first one to make the inside the eggshell egg scrambler, he can go ahead and do that.
There is also this problem too, and I hear what you're saying about being concerned about the inventors, but there is also this problem where large companies, and there are even just law firms that only that don't make any product at all, they just exist for the purpose of amassing patents for themselves, and pretty soon, you know, either the large companies or these law firms are holding so many different patents that, you know, essentially they can try to get anyone who brings a new invention into the market. They can try to say that there's patent infringement going on.
Isn't there a time limit on how long the patents can be held?
There is, and then they'll reform.
Or something like that?
Oftentimes, then they'll. Yeah,
I think it's 20 years.
I think it's 17, but anyway.
Okay. Nobody knows.
They'll reformulate and change things a little bit and then bring the same patent out. But, you know, and the suggestion that the little guy can use the system is that's the golden ring, right? That's this thing that everyone's striving for. Yeah. But I wonder how often is the system used against the little guy compared to the little guy using the system for his benefit?
What exactly do you mean by contract law? Like, how would that protect someone when they invent something from a larger corporation just adopting it and basically gaining full market share with their idea?
Okay,
I think you mean, for instance, like if somebody invents something, they have an idea that they haven't really manufactured or anything yet, they can kind of maybe shop it around to different large companies that could be distributors or manufacturers and show them, hey, look, I have this giant robot or whatever that I want you to manufacture, but before I show it to you, I want you to sign this agreement that says, okay, you're not just going to see my idea and copy it without making a deal with me or something like that. Is that what you meant, Mark?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is the way that most inventors get their products out there. The vast majority of them don't say, all right, I'm going to take my invention and go to market, because they just don't have the funding to do it on a national scale. And so they sell it to companies, and, you know, they'll shop around to different companies. And this already goes on, and it's not IP law that protects the inventor in that circumstance. It's contract law.
And actually, and I'd
like to relay a personal story.
Me too, but you go first.
I had a product that I came up with, that basically it was a dietary supplement that was just some extract of a cactus from India called Caroluma. And we got sued out of business by somebody who...
Really?
Yep. Threatened the lawsuit, and we stopped manufacturing because I didn't want to deal with it. Because
I didn't know that.
We dried plants and put them into a capsule. And so I've got the person had a patent, but they had a patent on like the way that some of these things would be extracted down and concentrated. Ours weren't concentrated at all. They
Wow.
just threatened a lawsuit, and I didn't want to deal with it, so I took the company out of business.
Yeah,
how often are these laws used against the little guy? The big guy came after the little guy in this circumstance and won.
Yeah, even if you had a good case, you wouldn't have been able to afford to fight it, you know. You would have had
to settle. I did have a good case.
Yeah, right.
But what do I win when I fight it?
Right.
What would you guys propose, like, for a change in the patent law?
I would say that to get rid of it, every one of those patent laws. And the reason is that
them.
If you want to keep a secret, go ahead and keep a secret. If you want, if you want to share your ideas out there and have people buy your products, get first to market and make sure that you can, innovate, because this will be the best for society. It's the best for consumers. It may not be the best for inventors, but the fact is people will continue to invent because there will be enough incentive in the marketplace to invent.
Daniel?
Okay, gotcha. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for the call. You know, I have a personal story, too, real quick, Mark. I have somebody that I know, I guess you'd call him a friend. He has been making basically, like, robotics since he was a little kid.
Okay.
He's a really, like, kind of a eccentric genius, I guess you could say. And he basically put his inventions on YouTube, you know, and to do this process of kind of shopping them around to companies. But there would always be a record on YouTube that, hey, he was the first person to come up with this, right? And so finally, you know, after a couple of years, some big toy company found them, and they said, hey, would you like to be be a contractor for us or something like that. And they tried to change his invention all around, and he was like, no, you can't do it like that. And they couldn't even replicate it, so they needed to have him on board as a staff, essentially, to be able to make this toy correctly. So I guess that's an example. I mean, and I don't think he relied on intellectual property at all to get his idea to market. You know?
I had a friend who came up with a better idea for doors on cars, mm-hmm. and shopped it around to the automobile manufacturers, and they wrote him a check, but they never, I don't even know that I've never seen this. I saw the schematics for the door,
yeah.
and I've never seen it on cars. That doesn't mean that I'm going around pulling on people's doors, by the way, mm-hmm. because that, looks weird. But, I've never seen them use it, but they paid him for his little idea. They just sent him a check.
Interesting. Let's take Bob in Virginia. Bob, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Steph, I heard you say that you wanted a personal story about trying to get a patent.
Sure. Yeah, are you an inventor?
I went to one of those patent agencies. They see commercials you see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they tried to string me along trying to get money out of me.
Ugh.
And they said, submitted to different companies, and at the time, I had a child that was born premature, and I just didn't have the money, and probably a good thing, because I hear that's what they try to do. They just keep stringing me along. They wanted me to go to my friends and relatives and see if they would start a company with me,
wow.
that I would have seed money, and eventually, I believe they sold the idea anyway. And
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Different companies.
What was the idea, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, that's filling the ketchup bottles and stuff upside down.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a very common thing, huh?
That was 18 years ago.
Wow. You came up. I didn't see it that long ago. I can remember back. I never saw sort of an upside down bottle at that time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that story, Bob.
The guy who invented upside down bottles called Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's a celebrity.
I love your show. And by the way, I listened to John. On the internet, using Linux.
Awesome. Oh, that's good to know. Ian would be interested in that.
Actually, he pretty much solved the Linux problem. It had something to do with the servers. And thank you for the feedback.
How did you listen on Linux, Bob? Just program?
I use Terramox.
Okay.
As a program.
What's the name of the other?
Terramox? I don't know.
Terramox.
Terramox.
Terramox. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Linux, I use Ubuntu or Debian.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much. I feel like we had a celebrity on the phone. That was great. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number. Coming up, Hour 3, we're going to talk about HIV and cops.
Ever wondered what you do if you're seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need OnCall International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. OnCall International membership protects your health and wallet with services, including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
Right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.